Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another Savvy Offer Hub podcast episode. Today, I want to talk about how to know when it's time to revamp and how to know if it's time to revamp your offers like review, update, change, or it may be time to let go. If you have listened to any of the recent episodes, you might have heard that there's quite a lot happening in my own business and I have retired some of my offers. However, there are also like some new ones coming in. And truth be told, the reason why I'm recording this episode is because one of my long-term clients is currently going through like the same experience as well. And it just made me think how common it really is when you have invested so much time, so much effort, so much energy into creating something, whatever that might be, and then you come to the point of like feeling like you might need to let go, like how to actually know whether that's the way to go and, you know, how to surf through these decisions. So let me share my client's experience for a sample. So she's been in the online space for several years. I think we started working together in 2020 and we started from a blank slate. So she had several product ideas, but she didn't really have any digital products at the time just yet. So it was up to us together to create like all of the funnels. I helped her with like the initial freebies, the low ticket offers, the more high-end products and so on. And as it often is, and it's not like particularly specific to this one client, it's very specific to my own experience as well, but not only. It's common that especially when you're getting started, you don't really know what you could do and where this could take you, right? So the first year, the first 2 years-ish might be really messy. You're kind of going in it, you're creating something, you're putting it out there, but you're also like evaluating at the same time, right? So I will tell you right off the bat, if you're currently in those like kind of the beginning phases and you're just testing things out, trying to see what will work with your offers, with your audience, with your current setup, if that's where you are at, it's okay to like keep experimenting, keep getting into that bit of a messy action and just see what really works, what resonates with you, what resonates with your audience. Having this type of trial and error phase in a business is perfectly fine and there really is no timeline for it, but if you don't really know just yet, it's fine if you're still in that process of like exploring no matter where you are in your business. And that is also something I will inspire you and invite you to do inside the new membership. As I'm recording this, it's not out just yet, but I'm about to launch like any day now. So by the time you listen, most likely this new membership is already out there and I will have it linked in the description. If it's not there just yet, it will be there as soon as it's launched. And inside this membership, I want to inspire you to take that messy action. It's going to be a membership for digital product creators, for aspiring digital product creators. So if you have thought about creating digital product yourself, but you don't really know how to get started, how to choose that best fit idea to begin with, what are the things to consider, what are the tools and platforms to use and so on, and that is something that you want to get into, get in on this membership. It's low ticket offer. It's super available, super affordable. There's a lot of information. There's going to be a lot of discussion spaces, plus like additional access to video guides, masterclasses, and so on. So it's going to be super helpful. So if you are currently in those beginning stages, no matter if it's a month in, a year in, it's perfectly fine. However, when does the time come to actually reevaluate? So if you have been doing what you do, selling the offers, doing the thing, showing up, and you're struggling to make any sales, nothing seems to be resonating, or there are like some offers that you kind of put out there and they're okay, and some are like completely off the track, and you have like a sale here and there, but you're not really seeing like impact of any of your offers in your business, then it might be time to actually reevaluate what the hell you're doing. And there are several different aspects of this, and it will really depend on your experience and what it is that you have tried. So maybe you have created several different products, like right off the bat, you're selling them and they're just not resonating with your audience. Maybe it is a messaging problem. Maybe it is a marketing issue. Are you talking about it enough? Are you being clear enough what your products are all about? Are you actually showing up enough? Are you reaching out to new people? Do you have some evergreen funnels in place? So for example, are you writing a blog or creating a podcast and you have like evergreen leads coming in, like passive leads coming in, even when you're not showing up online through Pinterest, through Google search, whatever that might be? Is this something that you have in place, or you have created products and you're kind of just expecting for them to sell? If you do have all of that in place, or you have done your best to like try and test things out, and maybe it's like a year or two or three where you have been selling your product, you have been showing up, you have been talking about it, but it's like crickets on your end, then that is like a clear sign that you might need a revamp. Now, what I mean by revamp, I mean that you want to take a hard look at everything that you have within your business, everything that you have created, and get okay with the idea of letting things go. I'm talking from a very personal experience here. So I've been in this space for a decade, and through this time, I have created so many different products, right? I have several courses and masterclasses and so many different guides, so many different standalone videos. I would say it's like solid hundreds of hours, probably quite a few hundreds of hours. And the thing is that when I'm looking at my products, it's just a lot of overwhelm that I see, especially when my business goals are unclear, when I'm like finding a new path. And it can be very hard to like dig through it all when you have a lot and you're just trying to reorganize it. What I'm heading into here is that sometimes instead of digging through it all that you have already invested a ton of your time in, it might be more valuable. And I want to kind of like put emphasis on might be. It will not always be the case, but it might be more valuable. It might be more time efficient and actually bring better results for you if you let it go. So instead of dragging the offers that you have created a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they still might be valuable, but if they're not bringing in the money, they're not working for you, if it's not working and you have tried things, like you have tried to repack, to, you know, as I mentioned, like the messaging, the different marketing strategies, you have tried, it's not working, take a hard look at it all and consider what would you do today differently if you would start from zero. And it can be such a hard question because nobody wants to be thinking about starting from zero if you have already been doing things for years, right? You don't want to re-record like 10 hours plus of the content if you have like several courses or several masterclasses, and you might still have a solid content in there, but I would suggest you, if really nothing is working, to consider starting from a clean slate. Now, what would that mean is like literally take a step away from all the content you have created. Imagine you have nothing. What would you do? What is that ideal freebie you would create? Like a free masterclass, a mini course, maybe some type of a challenge, whatever that might be. What speaks to your audience? Is your audience that you are currently trying to reach the same that it was 3 years ago or 5 years ago or maybe a year ago? Is it the same audience? Are those the same people you still want to be working on? You don't have to hold on to your offers just because you have invested your time in it. Starting from a clean slate and considering how you would do it now will help you to actually see if what you have had all this time actually resonates first of all with you and if will it actually resonate with your audience. Now, once you have done that hard look at the offers and you have considered how it might be, what is like that new vision, then you can see if anything from before makes sense. But if you have to cut the ties, and I know how hard it can be, I've done it myself. If you have to cut the ties with your old content for the sake of actually building a successful business, please do it. And again, I want to circle back to this client sample. We are just in the beginning of like revamping her offer. And truth be told, she's in that exact situation. So she has a ton of different offers. She has, you know, all the freebies, all the paid offers, low ticket, high end, and so on. We have written and created like so many emails, so many marketing strategies, like Instagram posts and so on. So many things have happened. But now it's rather clear that the path that we were on, it wasn't the right path. First of all, she just doesn't feel aligned with that offer right now anymore. What she was thinking like 3 years ago, it's not the same offer she wants to be putting out right now. And yes, you are still taking like some of the content and bringing it into these new funnels. But that whole revamp, like actually starting fresh and letting go of some things and seeing what might need an update, you know, what type of content could still be valuable, but what might need like a bit of an update. Maybe the presentation can be used, but you know, you just need to record a new video, or maybe there's like a new offer you can give along with that. Doing this can open up so many doors. And again, I have to say that like from very personal experience, that letting go, like it's very easy to just hold on to things and hope that something will change. But you know that silly saying that the stupidity is doing the same thing over and over again and hoping that something will change? I think that's the saying. I'm kind of improvising here, but I think that's the saying. And this is literally the case. But again, I want to like just to remind you, if you are in those beginning phases, you're still experimenting and you just don't really know what works and what doesn't, keep on going. But if you have been in this like for a while and it just doesn't work, see, like consider yourself, just take a, you don't have to delete anything right now. You don't have to like cancel everything you have done, but see how it feels to consider a fresh page. And be careful with it as well, because you don't want to consider it just because it's exciting, right? You don't want to start fresh just because there's like this dopamine hit of starting something new. Instead, you really just want to evaluate if like taking a new direction, doing something differently, might actually be the driving force for making change in your business. I hope this episode inspired you to just take a hard look at where you're at and if what you're doing is actually working for you. If it's not, then you want some support along the way, make sure to check out that new membership that I have just created. And maybe it's not out there just yet, but I'm about to publish it any day now. And this membership really is all about like getting ideas, actually getting into that action, getting the inspiration, getting excited about your ideas, right? Because it's so easy to just be on your own and scroll like on Instagram or see what everybody else is doing and feel like you're the one who's the problem, right? But that is not true. You want to get into the action instead of like overthinking what everybody else is doing. You want to get into the action. You want to get like some feedback, some support. And that's exactly what this membership is going to be all about. So I hope to see you in there, and that's gonna be it from me for this episode, and I hope to see you in the next one as well.